Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. Three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one being that we're still talking Knicks. Bigger Knicks fan, Ben Stiller or Timothy Chalamet?
Honestly, you probably won't like this answer. I think they're both really good Knicks fans. I do. I think they're... How do I possibly judge the emotional investment? I don't know. I mean, yeah, all right, it's easy to say, well, Ben's got a ton of money. Ben's got great seats. Chalamet's got a ton of money. He's got good seats. I just think that they're both massive Knicks fans. I really do.
You couldn't pick one over the other?
Well, then I could. I'm not trying to play the middle of the fence here, but I don't know how you distinguish between the two.
Last week, when you were out, we happened to have Ben Stiller's second cousin call up.
I heard about this.
Okay. And I asked him, because we've seen the pictures of Timothy Chalamet when he was a kid,
yeah,
in Knicks gear.
All nicked up, yep.
I haven't seen any about from Ben Stiller. And I asked his second cousin, because he said he used to babysit him when it was Benjamin.
Mm.
And I said, okay, well, and they used to celebrate birthdays together. So I said, okay, well, you have any evidence whatsoever that Ben was a Knicks, like you would think a young kid, whatever, Knicks jersey, Knicks something, he was couldn't come up with any. Now, it doesn't mean that he wasn't, but his second cousin who used to babysit
him. Are they estranged? I mean, do they still speak? I get the sense this guy's got an axe to grind with his cousin.
He said he's tried DMing him multiple times.
So he's getting stiffed by the guy with millions upon millions that he's a little axe to bear.
Which I told him, by the way, I hate to break the news to you, but I'm siding with Stiller on this one. You're a second cousin. Like there were some first cousins that I cut off. So imagine getting to Ben Stiller's level.
Uh-huh.
And second cousin looking to get a hand-me-out to go sit courtside.
You're not coming to the communion.
I'd go Chalamet. I think Chalamet is a diehard. Now, I'm not knocking Ben Stiller. I just think if I had to pick one, I think Timothy Chalamet is a proven, diehard, lifelong, passionate New York Knicks fan. And I also don't think he's above criticizing the team, where Benji is not somebody that would criticize. Oh, we love Tom Thibodeau.
Thank you
for all you've done. Dude, you're not an employee of the Garden. Like,
yeah, I hear you.
You can criticize the move if you like Tibbs. It's okay to say, I think we made a mistake.
That you beat me to that part. Because to me, I mean, Ben's always kissing their ass. And it's too much. It's just too much.
Come on.
So, but I will defend him a little bit in this regard with the evidence here. So Chalamet's how old?
Yeah, he's a lot 20 younger,
something?
Right? Yeah, probably.
Whatever. How old's Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
57?
Right.
Just 58, 60? I don't know, something like that. So, did they have cameras? Like, they did, you know, when Ben was five, six years old, then his cousin that he probably hates was around.
All right, let me ask
were
you
there
this
cameras?
Way. In the 90s, when you remember watching the Knicks, was Ben Stiller ever front and center?
I don't think that doesn't mean he wasn't in the top.
Woody Allen was there.
But you got to understand, those guys were at the height of their fame. I used to see Woody all the time. I think Tim Robbins a little bit less, but certainly Woody was always there.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing Ben in the 90s. He wasn't big enough yet.
Yeah, maybe. Fair enough. Okay.
You know, I mean, cut him a little slack, but I do think he's a complete kiss-ass with the team. I absolutely do.
All right, number two. Acceptable to not shower after going in the pool. Is it acceptable to not shower after going in the pool?
Sure. I mean, before you go to bed?
No, before you go to work. Or bed, either way, but this one was as it pertains specifically to work. There was somebody here that...
Was it Evan with his bird baths?
No, there was somebody here that was bragging about going in the pool, a chlorine pool, I might add.
This sounds like a Maresh thing.
That said that he didn't shower because he went in the pool.
It's got to be Maresh. Is it Maresh or what?
It's got to
be Sean. That fits him to a T. All right.
And I was like, I don't think that...
Yeah. I'm a three-shower guy. A day guy.
Multiple showers. Yes, you've said
that. I have to take one as soon as I wake up, just to wake up. I have to take one to go to bed. And this started because my wife, even when we were dating, like, she'd make me take a shower before I got in bed. Now I'm kind of used to it. And between back and either working out or mostly at the fields, I just got to, whatever. So I'm a shower guy.
Hmm.
I mean,
you must go through quite a bit. Huh?
Well, I got the little squirty stuff.
I got the Irish Spring.
Yeah, I got the body. I got also, I steal my wife's. I just take whatever's in. I just start squirting away. Right. No, I think that, not the best look.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
For Sean, but it's not the worst. In the middle of the road.
You can't go in a chlorine pool and come to work. You got a shower.
Did he put deodorant on?
I mean, I'm sure he did that. Well, I shouldn't say I'm so sure, but I feel like any pool that I go in, when I come out, now when I'm a young kid, it's a little different.
For sure.
But as an adult, I just don't feel clean coming out of any pool, especially chlorine.
Especially Marash's pool. No, what does chlorine do? Chlorine kills germs, right?
So does it?
What else would the purpose be?
Yeah, but it also smells. It has a weird smell to it.
And you got a feel.
Yeah.
Where are you on this one, Hoff? You got to shower after the pool? Or
I mean, if I was Marash, I'd shower. If I was a normal person, I probably wouldn't.
Now, it's not to pick on Marash being some smelly animal. He's
not at all.
I'm just saying that it's, you go in the pool. I feel like you need a shower afterward, especially if you're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what time of day it was.
I don't even like sitting on my couch in the house after I shower, after I go in the pool. I feel pool dirty,
If I've showered already in the morning and then I go into the pool and I have to go to work right after, I might skip a shower.
All right.
Do you have a pool? You don't have one, do you?
No, but I have plenty around the area.
No, I guess
you're a shower skipper as well. All right, last one for you. What is Billy Ripken best known for?
The expletive that was on the knob of his baseball bat in one of the cards.
Hoff, do you have an answer to this one?
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Now, you could have answered.
He played. He's Cal's brother.
Yeah, bingo. Cal Ripken's
brother. He's an analyst, by the way, still on MLB Network. I like him on TV. Yeah. A couple things.
To me, there are two answers. It's either, he's Cal Ripken's brother. Or the answer that I would have chosen, that you chose, that Hoff chose. He's known for the 1989 Fleer card that had the expletive in an error card on the knob of the bat.
It was the F word, right?
Yeah.
Bleep you?
Bleep face.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So I happened to, now this is my wheelhouse. I'll never forget. My father took me to the store. We bought that card. It was $30. I still have that exact card, the one that he bought me to this day.
Well, what's it worth now?
Probably nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be in good condition. There's like a whole nother level.
I got you.
And then I started opening older cards. You know, I was a 10-year-old kid in 89, so like that's my thing. And even recent years, we'd be getting into the card opening, whatever. And then I had pulled some of those. Now, there are different versions of them. Some are, it's blacked out.
Okay.
But whatever. So when you get the one that has the full expletive, it's exciting. And I've been into trying to get my favorite cards signed.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to know.
Don't turn it to Peter Schwartz, please.
No. I'm not like that at all.
Okay.
And I'm not above like paying for whatever. It's not a big deal. But you saw me, like, there was an Al Leiter famous card, error card, when I was younger. 89 tops, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
And when we were out there at MLB.com, I was like, hey, do you mind signing this?
Yeah.
No big deal. You reference the card. Okay. Hey, Doc has signed some cards for me that I like, whatever. I'm not nuts with it, but there were certain ones. And I happened to know somebody who knows Billy. And I was like, all right, I can do this on my own, but they offered to take care of it. No problem. Don't worry about it. Got the cards to him. He wouldn't sign them.
He wouldn't sign them?
He would not sign. Even if it won, whatever, wouldn't matter. I would have paid. Like, I might even try to get anything for free.
Yeah.
They're also not worth anything.
Yeah.
Like, max, if you have a mint one, maybe $500. I don't even know. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, which is a lot, but like, he wouldn't sign it. And they knew, like, not that I'm anybody, but like from somebody, like a coworker, a friend of a friend, he would not sign the card. And I went back and said, not a big deal. I don't really care. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'll rip the cards up and throw it. I really don't care that. Like, I don't
he
care.
He went from trying to get it signed to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, like, I don't care that much. I just thought it would be cool. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way.
Sure. I mean, it's not Cal. It's Billy.
Bingo. You just nailed it. If it were Cal, I wouldn't even ask. I'm not asking Cal Ripken to sign it. And then we'd say no, or I got to pay whatever it is. It's Billy Ripken. And my whole thing was like, I was explaining to the person who didn't really know about it. I was like, you don't understand. Like, this card is the only reason why he's even relevant. And yet, I guess he doesn't want to sign the card. How about
maybe
that?
Maybe he is embarrassed by it, just to be fair to Billy.
Come on,
I don't think so, but I'm trying to be a little fair.
It's also, you know, 40 years ago, for goodness sake.
We're also creating a lot of enemies here. We got Stiller on the hit list all of a sudden. We got Billy on the
hit list.
Take it easy, buddy. Easy there, Pitbull. Yeah. I think that maybe he found religion and, you know, he's trying. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't
card.
Like you.
I don't think he knew. I don't know if he knew it was. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know if he knew it was like me specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just more like, you know. Like if I brought something to Boomer or somebody, a friend was like, hey, Boomer, you mind signing this for a friend? Or
Boomer,
Tiki?
Take care of it. Done
they
deal.
Do it in 2 seconds.
That's why Boomer's the man.
And
we
that's
love
Boomer size and the guy won an MVP. Tiki Barber, arguably a Hall of Famer.
Tiki Stein's everything.
In 2 seconds.
Great with that stuff.
Billy Ripken?
Who needs it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.